We'll explain the secrets of the takeover artist. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Good morning. Huawei of China is going to court to stop a decision by U.S. regulators to classify the firm as a national security threat. Could American equipment racks, all kitted out with Huawei telecommunications equipment, be used by Beijing to spy? At a news conference today, the firm claimed there is no evidence to support a ruling last month by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington. The BBC's Robin Brandt has more from Shanghai.
This is the second time this year that Huawei has turned to the U.S. court system to try to overturn a decision that was made by the U.S. government or one of its agencies. Back in May, that was about an order banning government agencies from buying Huawei kit. Now, this is aimed at the Federal Communications Commission order back in November, which meant that mobile phone firms looking to expand in rural areas of America weren't able to use a government fund to help buy kit from Huawei. Now, Huawei says that is illegal. It says it's not based on any substance or evidence. And so it's gone to the U.S. Appeals Court to try to overturn that decision.
Robin Brandt is with our editorial partner, the BBC. The U.S. Congress is working on the revamped NAFTA. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to change the language of the proposed treaty to remove language that would shield big internet companies from being sued. U.S. law also shields internet companies, but there's a concern that immunity would be harder to remove in the U.S. if there's this treaty with Mexico and Canada enshrining it. Democrats and Republicans are working to get this USMCA treaty approved before the election year. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE index in London is little changed. It's down 2 points. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 4 to 5 tenths of a percent range. Staying with a key story of the week, the Trump administration releasing details of how it's going to tighten work requirements, meaning an estimated 700,000 low-income people may no longer get food benefits from the SNAP program. As we reported yesterday, the Agriculture Department says it wants to push into the workforce what are termed able-bodied people who don't support children or disabled dependents. What are their job prospects? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
They're officially called able-bodied adults without dependents, workers under 50 who aren't pregnant or disabled and should be able to find work, according to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
We know now there are more job openings than there are people to fill those jobs.
But there are hurdles, even in a strong labor market, says economist Craig Gunderson at the University of Illinois, who studies SNAP recipients.
A lot of people have mental health issues that aren't diagnosed, but may make it difficult for them to find and hold a job.
Or they may not have graduated high school or face racial discrimination. And the administration's focus on the millions of job openings may not be meaningful, says Josh Bivens with the Economic Policy Institute.
You just have a lot of job openings that exist on paper, but firms are not super serious about filling, and they may even be less serious about filling them with the kind of people who are currently seeking jobs today.
The Trump administration says the move will save about $1 billion a year. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Okay, here's a solid investment. Support Marketplace today, and your donation goes 3 times as far. Right now, your donation makes triple the impact, triple, thanks to a special 2-for-1 match by the Candida Fund. That is 3 times the support for the public service journalism that you trust to keep you informed every day. The match only goes through this Sunday, so don't miss out. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
The pharmacy chain Walgreens is a publicly traded stock, but there's a chance that stock disappears and the company falls into private hands. We're watching to see if the takeover specialist KKR is able to pull off a deal to make Walgreens borrow a lot of money so that KKR can use the money to buy Walgreens. This would be a deal worth more than $50 billion, the biggest deal of this kind in the history of the known galaxy. What kind of deal? Let's get the professor on the line from Ann Arbor. Eric Gordon is at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Hey there.
Hello, David.
In a leveraged buyout, what's the letter L?
L stands for leverage, which means debt. You borrow the money. It's a clever way of buying a company because what the buyer, say KKR, does is it borrows most of the money to buy the company, but it's not actually KKR that owes the money. KKR gets to buy the company. The company itself does the borrowing and owes the money.
Now, from the leverage buyout artist's perspective, say KKR, this can work awesomely well. You can make a lot of money. KKR bought Safeway, the supermarket chain, back in the 80s. It bought the Dollar General store chain, and they did fine.
Yeah, you know, when it works, it really works because of the borrowing, the leverage amplifies your gains. On the other hand, when it doesn't work, you lose whatever you put in. KKR was in the Toys R Us LBO. Toys R Us went bankrupt. KKR lost the money it put in. So it's dangerous on the downside, but that leverage gives you tremendous returns when it works.
This is not just about people in wood-paneled conference rooms. We have workers at the companies being acquired, and sometimes in a leveraged buyout, it's the workers who feel the brunt of this.
The workers can bear the brunt of it whether the deal works or doesn't work. So in Toys R Us, obviously people lost their jobs. But even in Safeway, the one that you mentioned where KKR made billions of dollars, a lot of workers lost their jobs. That was one of the changes KKR made in order to make the deal profitable.
Yeah, because think about it, right? The company that's getting acquired has to borrow the money, and that debt has to be paid off. So even if the company's making some pretty good money, the workers are doing what they're supposed to be doing, strategy is working, sometimes that debt burden is quite heavy, and you have to trim costs, i.e. workers.
Yeah, you know, you're desperately looking for cash because the faster you pay off the debt, the sooner you make your money. And if you can lay off some workers, well, that's horrible for the workers, but it's good for your bottom line. So it does happen.
Eric Gordon is a professor at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. Eric, thank you for this.
My pleasure, David.
And I guess the cool kids say leverage. I'm sticking with leverage. And as for economics and economics, I just will say what I want to say depending on my passing mood. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.